Well, babe, you're officially a mom.
And you're officially a dad.
So my wife, Angela, is definitely my favorite blogger and YouTuber extraordinaire. And she's a pretty amazing wife, I must add.
And my guess is that a lot of you may have seen my husband, Matt, on TV or in the movies Wyatt from Timeless, Liam from 90210, anyone? Chicago from Pitch Perfect 3. I mean, he's bringing the sexy.
All right. So if you guys didn't know, Angela and I created a podcast called Hello Bump to chronicle our journey as expecting first-time parents.
We really just started it for something for us to look back on, but we ended up really loving our weekly chats.
Yeah, so much so that we couldn't stop there. I mean, now is the fun part, right? Now is the payoff for the 9 months of pregnancy. Now is where our life begins.
We have a brand new beautiful baby girl, and we are so in love.
And we want you guys to come on this new journey with us of figuring out, frankly, how to raise this little thing.
We know it's going to be tough at times, but we also know the rewards are great.
We're going to be chatting week to week about the joys and the struggles of learning how to do this parenting thing.
I'm pretty sure we're going to mess up a lot.
But from every mistake comes a lesson that we can pass on to you. So join us in this wild ride as we undertake our newest challenge, parenthood.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. Welcome back. Episode number 26. The big 26. I don't know why I say the big 26. That's literally not an important number in any way, shape, or form.
That's my age.
You're 26?
I wish.
My wife, Angela, is 26 years old. She's also a liar.
That would mean a whole lot less wrinkles on my face.
I think by 5 years into this marriage, I've learned that I really shouldn't say anything, whether it's joking, agreeing, disagreeing, or anything. I need to just move on from what you just said.
Whatever. Okay.
I'm Matt Lanter.
And I'm Angela Lanter, the one with the wrinkles.
And the one who's 26. Well, we're married. We have a kid. Her name is McKinley. She's, 8 months old now?
She's 7. She'll be 8 months in a couple weeks, yeah.
8 months in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And we had a pregnancy podcast that we called Hello Bump. Now we've had the baby, and now we call ourselves Hello Baby. You see how clever that is? And welcome to the podcast. Not sure how you found us, but we're glad you're here. We're going to talk all things baby. We've got a specific thing that we're going to talk about this week, but I think first we just need to get some formalities out of the way. Not really formalities, but I just want to check in with you, see how you're doing.
I'm doing good. You know what? I just had the thought.
What?
It should be Hello Nap Time, because we literally record every week during nap time.
Yeah.
That's what the podcast should be called.
It's about 9:45 on a Sunday morning, and right now the babe has been put down sleeping. Typically she's not sleeping this early. She's not taking her nap this early. But what's the reason for the early nap, babe?
She was up at 5:30 this morning, which was a joy.
Well, let's be fair to her. 5:45.
No, she was up at 5:30. You woke up at 5:45.
Because she was crying.
Yeah. She's going through a developmental thing right now where she's really rolling. And it's not a new thing, the rolling over. But what it is she's learned how to roll over just as of today in her sleep suit.
Well, here's the problem also that I think we're facing. She's rolling from her back, which she sleeps on her back. She's rolling to her stomach. When she gets on her stomach, she sort of freaks out. And she first of all, she pukes every single time she gets on her stomach. It's like the pressure. Our kid can't handle the pressure on her stomach. Secondly, when she kind of freaks out, she doesn't go naturally to putting her elbows down and leaning up. If she starts to freak out a little bit, naturally her position is arms back.
She goes to airplane mode.
It's like Superman, arms back.
It's airplane mode.
Yeah, it's airplane mode. And then she just goes all over her stomach. And then she pukes, and then, you know,
it's over.
And then it's over.
Yeah. And she does that with or without the sleep suit.
Right. But what's
weird is that she was rolling belly to back at 6 weeks old. And she can roll belly to back, but for whatever reason, she gets so frustrated that now arms go back and she doesn't want to roll anymore. I don't know what this is. I'm really ready to be out of this stage, though.
Well, so last night, for the first time in her sleep suit, she rolled from her back to her belly. Now, like I just said, once she gets to her belly, she can't get back. All bets are off. She can't get back to the back.
Mm-mm.
And she freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that at 5:45 this morning. Honestly, I'm a little worried on what's going to happen tonight. So anyway, that's why we're up so early. We were up at, she typically wakes up around 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. But today it was a, you know, 6 a.m.er. And so we're a little tired. Angela's stressed. You're stressed for some other things.
I'm tired.
You're tired.
I'm just tired. I'm exhausted.
You're craving some chocolates, if you know what I'm getting at.
I'm PMSy, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm PMSy. There we go. It's not fair. I'm still breastfeeding. So it's a good, I already said that before. That's just not fair.
It's a good day.
You shouldn't be able to lactate and PMS at the same time. It's really like...
You should file a formal complaint against the Lord our maker.
God has it out for me right now. All right. I'm in that mental state.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get it. Let's get into the episode here. Here we go. So God has it out for you.
I was joking. No, but I'm currently in the process. This is like showing like where we're at in life. I'm in the, maybe not process, I'm in the season of my business right now where I'm trying to, rebrand isn't the right word. I'm trying to streamline. I'm trying to get things, I'm trying to figure out my life, basically. I'm trying to figure out how to run a business.
If you want it.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to run a business and raise a child at the same time and how to fit all of this in because I'm the worst with time management, as are you. And we're just not doing this thing smart right now.
You know what we need? We need to get on here. We need to get a business mom business expert. That's what we need.
I'm just burning the candle at both ends, like literally. Like I just have nothing left. I'm so tired and I'm working while, you know, trying to occupy her. And then as soon as she goes to bed, I'm working some more and I'm just exhausted and I'm not doing it smart. And I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Well, you're in the midst of that. And
What is that called? It's not a rebrand. What am I trying to do when I'm trying to rehash the entire way my business is ran? What would you call that?
Restructure.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. And I do have an assistant. I have an awesome assistant because we've talked about it on the podcast. And whenever I say that I'm tired with work, like things are busy, I get a bunch of emails like offering virtual assistant help. But we do have an assistant. It's the problem lies with me, not with her, unfortunately.
It's a lot. Running Angela's business, it doesn't, you wouldn't think, if you don't do anything in the digital world or the internet world or running your website or a business or anything, you wouldn't think it's a lot, but it's actually really, really a lot. It takes a lot of hours.
I think that's the case with any business that you own.
Sure.
It's not just this, but the thing that like cracks me up is that I've had so many people say to me or to us like, oh, you're a blogger. Mm-hmm. That must be nice. Like to have all that free time.
Well, it is. I mean, it is not.
To have all that free time.
Yeah. Free time is not necessarily.
That doesn't exist.
But you do have freedom of, you know, when and where you work and all that kind of stuff, I suppose.
The thing that like really like cracks me up though is that I've had so many people say, oh, I'm going to become a blogger. And we have this on a firsthand experience, people in our lives, and they try it for like literally a couple days to a couple weeks. And they're like, forget this. Like once you actually dig in and see what goes into it, it's intense.
It's a lot of hours.
It's intense. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to on track. We got to figure out your life maybe at a later date.
Yeah. So like if you guys have any life advice.
But for right now, we specifically wanted episode number 26 of Hello Baby to be all about our registry fails or registry flops.
Yeah.
Now, these are the things that we registered for off the advice of whatever, maybe friends, websites, podcasts, other that we've listened to.
Yeah.
And let me, I guess I should preface, every single one of these is probably, it just didn't work for us.
Yeah.
Maybe it works for you and we can kind of like, I can explore what I'm saying with that statement as we talk about each individual product. And maybe there's some that just don't work, period. But we're going to present to you, what is this, Christmas? items that we thought we needed, we put on a registry, we received, and then we got them, and we were like, whack, 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 whack.
Or our baby just didn't like them.
Yeah. So without further ado, let's get jumping into item number one. How many do we have?
Well, so first of all, I'd like to preface this because if you're new to Hello Baby and you didn't listen to Hello Bump, we registered using babylist.com.
Okay.
The reason I liked that one, I chose that one. So I saw one of my friends used it. What it does is you register for whatever you want from any retailer versus like I'm going to set up my registry at just Target or just Macy's or wherever.
Uh-huh.
It's all streamlined into one website. And I thought that was really cool and easy, especially for us because we had a baby shower in Ohio and then we had a baby shower here. And then we also had a registry on Amazon, which technically you can register for Amazon on Babylist, but we're just such big Amazon advocates ourselves like that we use it like literally every day in our real life. So it just made sense for us to have an Amazon list as well.
Let me also say, if anybody is listening to this podcast that got us one of these items, first of all,
thank you.
Thank you. Second of all, our apologies. Third of all, it's our fault, not your fault, because we asked for it.
Yeah, because we registered for it. And I want to put out a blanket statement here because I feel like I've gotten a little bit of like comments and emails and stuff. Our podcast, like what we say, is just, it's not advice. We're not telling you, this is what you must do. This is just personal.
Well, I mean, it's advice if they want to use it.
It is if you want to use it, but we're not experts. This is just literally what has worked for us or not worked for us.
Oh man, our kid is up already.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. She's throwing her legs around. We're watching her on the monitor. What is she doing there? She's like pulling the little mesh bumpers out. We have mesh bumpers. Don't get solid bumpers. They can't breathe. But if they're mesh, she can breathe through them even if she puts
her face in. The only reason we have bumpers in the first place, guys, is because our baby likes to wedge her head between.
No, not her head.
Well, she is now. She's sleeping with her face.
She sticks her hands and her feet like through the railing.
But she's been putting her face up against the bars too.
She's literally trying to kick. We have a little hanging mobile that's kind of out of reach. But she's trying to kick that.
That
thing
was a
25
minute nap. You do know that. You realize that, right?
Hey, well, let's get going. What's our item number one?
Item number one is, and this is going to be a big one because a lot of people are going to be upset about this, but this just didn't work for us.
Okay.
It's the Dock-A-Tot. And this is like one of those revered products that everybody loves. Listen, we did use it.
Yeah, you know, I actually think that we've talked about the Dock-A-Tot.
Yeah.
And we did use it. I don't know if I would truly classify this as a flop or a fail because we used it, but we only used it for about 2 weeks, maybe.
Mm-hmm. She's a freshie. Let me ask you this. Would you pay $175 for it? Because that's how much it costs.
Well, no. Considering what we used it and the time we used it for, definitely not.
Now, I have friends
that used it a ton.
That still are using it. Like, baby's 6 months old and he still sleeps in it. We saw him on Instagram or whatever. So this is just something that didn't work for us personally, but there are tons of people who love it.
Now, also,
so if you can have a friend who can like let you borrow theirs to try it out first.
If anyone doesn't know, the Dock-A-Tot is like a white, it looks like a little, like a boat. It looks like a little raft.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of like, it's a U-shaped ring of padding. It's kind of like a little bed is what it is. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Also, we never did co-sleeping. She never slept in our bed with us.
So technically this is not for co-sleeping. You know that, right?
But I think people probably use it for co-sleeping because it's got the sides to it. So it would be difficult to roll on top of that. And it's difficult for her to roll out of it
mm-hmm.
because it's got the little side cushions.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of encompasses her in a way. So we never did co-sleeping, so we just never used it. It's been used a few times for a few naps. And other than that, though, was not worth the money to us.
Yeah.
Well, to whoever bought that for us, I should say.
I think we were gifted it.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember.
Well, these are registry. Fairs,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, a lot of stuff I registered for, brands ended up sending us for PR. So like some of these things weren't actually gifted to us by people from the registry, but brands actually gifted it to us. But they were things that we asked for.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of them. Yeah. She looks like she's going back to sleep.
Oh, good.
Yep. Continue. Item two.
Gift number two. This is an odd one. And I don't know why I registered for this, but I did. And we did get it as a shower gift. It was a nap mat and we didn't use it even one time.
What is the
You see
nap
the picture
mat?
Right there? Like, it's like a little, like...
It looks like a burrito.
It looks like an oversized...
burrito. Blanket.
No, swaddle. Looks like an oversized swaddle.
We have that? Would she like that?
I put her in it once and it just didn't, like we didn't even use it.
Okay.
I don't, so if you see anything called a nap mat, just pass on that. Okay. Just pass. Just, okay.
I've never,
it's fodder.
I live here and I don't know what it is.
Okay. Number three are all the blankets. You don't need all the blankets. Well, we got so many.
But you need some.
You need some.
You need some.
But you don't need 50 like we got.
We got one. I really like one of them. Well, there's several that I really like for different reasons. Like people got us certain things, but the one that I just think is really like nice and good quality is the one Abby bought us. My co-star Abby from, I think it's from Restoration.
It was from Restoration. It's a Sherpa.
Super soft, like cozy
it's Sherpa
blanket.
On one side and then jersey but, on the other.
I mean, we probably got like 10 blankets. That's something. 12 blankets. 15.
We have literally upwards of 35 blankets.
Okay. I was wrong by less than half.
Because we have two cubbies full of them.
So you just don't need that many. Here's the thing. They don't use a blanket in the crib.
No.
You can. They'll suffocate themselves.
The only time we use blankets is for covering me when she's nursing.
Which you want a thin blanket here in California because it's hot.
Yeah. Or covering the car seat when she's trying to take a nap in the car, which is very rare.
Let me be a little bit fair to the whole blanket situation. We are telling you this in like the dead heat of August summertime. So maybe if it was like January, we might be like,
No, I don't think that's a fair statement. I think that you need blankets regardless what time of year it is. You just don't need to register for all of the blankets. Like,
yeah, because you got to cover them.
There's a certain amount of swaddles that you need, like the softy blankets.
Yeah.
Receiving blankets, if you will. And then you need like...
I will.
You need like two of those plush blankets because those are nice.
Yeah.
But other than that, okay, you don't need the quilts. You don't need, like, all we got several quilts and we don't use them.
So you need blankets, just not a whole plethora.
No, you don't need a ton of them.
Okay.
Next one up is swaddles / sleep sacks.
Well, swaddles, just listen, we've talked about this, I think, several times. If any of you guys have kept up with the podcast, you know, she sleeps in the snoo and we put her in a sleep suit. Swaddles never worked for her.
No.
I mean, the first few days when she was in the hospital, but then from there on out, we felt like, which we've been told otherwise by like sleep experts and whatnot, that they needed. But she never felt like she wanted to be in a swaddle. I mean, she struggled and fought a swaddle so hard. She would try to rip her hands and her arms out of the swaddle, even when we put her in it. She just didn't like it from day one.
Yeah.
So we never used swaddles.
Yeah. So before you register for a ton of swaddles like I did, I registered for literally every brand that there was.
Yeah.
Before you register for every single one, do your research, read some different blog posts about it, whatever. But only get one for each stage is my opinion, because we have between 10 to 15 of them, I'd say. She doesn't use any of them.
Well, maybe more than one. Because if they use them and they like puke on them, then you got
Yeah. But I mean like one type maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe like two, maybe for each stage.
Right.
I mean, really, it's but on the flip side of that, do register for the Merlin's Magic Sleep Suit. That is one of the best purchases that we made. We didn't register for it, and she went into the sleep suit before she was even old enough to be in it. It was just something that worked for her because it's weighted and she had a really bad startle reflex.
And we found that out from one of our friends who also had really good luck with the sleep suit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a big one because I feel like people talk about you're going to be a master swaddling and changing diapers. Like that's one of the core things that you do with new babies. It just didn't work for us.
Yeah. Next up is playpens. So I'm not saying that you don't need a playpen, but we registered for two. We got two, received two. One is a travel and one is the regular. The travel one is great because if you're going somewhere by car and you're going to stay somewhere that you need a crib situation, the travel one is fantastic.
We used it in Comic-Con.
Yes. The large one hasn't even come out of its box yet, and she's almost 8 months old. It's just more than we need. Maybe as she gets older, we'll use it, but the travel one is just, it's fine.
I think as she gets older, we will use that one. I mean, right now, you know, she's just to the stage where she's sitting up and everything on her own. But again, like if she flips on her stomach, she freaks out. We have to switch her. So she's just not at that age yet where she can... be in a playpen and be like self-sufficient in the playpen.
Yeah.
I think it's coming. So maybe we're sort of jumping the gun by saying like that's a flop because I think she's going to end up using it personally.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now in the middle of August, it is hot, which also means sweating at night while you sleep. Well, let me tell you how you can help combat that. Combat that with Casper mattresses. We are proud to have Casper as a sponsor on this episode. They make mattresses with breathable designs. It helps you sleep cool. It regulates your body temperature throughout the night. They've got over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars on Casper and Amazon and Google. They are the internet's favorite mattress. Have you ever seen Casper boxes like on people's doorsteps or anything? They come in a box. And they come out of the box and they expand and I don't know how they get it in the box, but they do. It's free shipping, free returns to U.S. and Canada. It's designed, developed, assembled in the U.S., which is pretty nice. And I mean, look, you spend a third of your life sleeping, right? So you need to be comfortable in your mattress. I personally believe that. And again, that's why we're proud to have Casper on as a sponsor. Now, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/baby and using the promo code baby at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. That's a special code just for a Hello Baby users. Listeners, I should say, not users. Well, unless you're using the podcast. But again, get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/baby and using promo code baby at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so next up is newborn clothes. I registered for tons of 0 to 3 month clothes because I was excited. All tiny clothes are so cute. That's what I wanted. The thing that my mom told me, she's like, don't ask for clothes because people are going to give you clothes anyways. I didn't listen to her. She was right. So not only did I get the clothes that I registered for, but tons of people bought us clothes that were adorable, and we use them. Don't get me wrong.
So we didn't even get to some of them.
But some of them we didn't get to, and it's because everybody wants to buy you newborn or 0 to 3 months. They are in those clothes for such a short period of time that you don't get to enjoy them. And the other one that I would say that is a pass on for us was onesies. She just never liked onesies going over her head, and you don't like putting clothes over her head.
I early on did not like dressing her. I felt she was fragile. She didn't like it. I was not confident enough, like moving her body. I always thought I was going to break her. So I've gotten better about that. As she's gotten bigger and as I've gotten more comfortable, I can dress her well now. I was scared to dress her like really early on. So anything that is tough to put on or has to go like down over her head and, you know, is hard to put her arms through, I'll be honest, like it kind of just scares you because you don't want to like bend her arm in a certain way. And, you know, like I said, I'm a lot better now.
Yeah.
But it was.
You'll be a pro by the next baby.
Yeah, for sure. But I think early on, for multiple reasons, it's kind of like scary dressing your kid at first.
Yeah. But the point I'm making about the onesies is that we had mounds of onesies that I had purchased because I was thinking that she was going to wear them under every single thing that she was going to wear for the next 2 years of her life. We literally never layer her clothes. Even in the winter, we didn't. Maybe if you guys live in a really cold climate, you will. But for us, we just didn't really like the two layers because when she had a blowout, that means two layers of clothes that need to come off and then go back on. And let me tell you, blowouts happen a lot.
What do you mean by two layers of like onesies?
Onesies are the short little white one-piece short sleeve.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people put that on under the pajamas or under the outfit.
Oh.
That's what a onesie typically is. It's an undershirt.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So we never used it for that purpose because we just didn't.
Yeah.
And so we had all of these excess, like,
yeah,
so many onesies that she never, ever wore. So don't go crazy on the onesies.
But is that because we are in a warm climate?
I don't know, because even in the winter, she's born in January. Even like in January when it was cool outside, I still didn't layer her because it's one extra layer of poo-poo.
But our winter is like high 60s, so
I don't know. That's all just right. My opinion.
Okay.
Next up on the list is a revered thing that a lot of people love, but it was one of those things that I read of, do not register for this gift because you won't use it.
Okay.
And it was so right. We actually couldn't use it. The Bumbo.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you got a do not register for this.
Yes. Yeah, that was on one of the lists.
Well, here's the thing. The Bumbo seat, for those who don't know, is a, it's, it looks sort of like a car seat, something you would put your kid in to like eat or something. Mm-hmm. It's one of those, like, it's all one piece and it's molded out of foam. You've probably seen them.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, they can be like pink or light blue or, you know, whatever. They're really cool. They're like basically foam. Our kid's legs are chubby. They're cute, but she's got thick thighs.
Her thighs are so thick.
She can't fit in the Bumbo.
No, she's never really been able to, from sitting up. Once she was able to sit up, her legs were too big to fit in it, and she's never been able to use it.
And the Bumbo, I mean, it has a back, and it's got sides.
But the back is so short that she would flop backwards over it.
It's weird, yeah. The back is too short for her. So when she was small enough to fit in, like, the leg holes and everything, she didn't have the core strength to keep her core sitting up. So
it was just a fail for us.
It was a fail. That was yeah. And those things are not cheap. They're really high quality.
They're very, very high quality. Nice. I actually don't even know how much they cost. I would need to look that up.
You know, clearly some kids use them.
I'm sure a lot of people use them, but it just literally never got used one time. Mm-hmm. They're $45, $50.
That's a good chunk of change for a product that's, you know.
Yeah. Next up on the list, I think this is a fail personally.
All right.
Is the spout covers that measure the temperature. And the reason that I say that is a fail is that you don't know this until you actually try them, but they're not universal.
They're
for specific spouts.
The bathtub spout covers, they're like rubber. We got one that has a temperature sensor.
And neither one of them worked.
Yeah, has a temperature sensor in it. Well, I think that these spout covers, I think they would fit kind of that standard, like, early 90s spigot that's kind of like wide and then tapers down a little bit, but the openings. Well, we have different bathtubs. We have spigots or spouts, I should say, that are kind of thinner, like the size of just a tube. They're not like a big, huge spigot. Mm-mm. So they don't
sit. They're more modern looking.
They're a little more modern. We live in a newer house
mm-hmm.
with newer fixtures. So if you live in a newer house with newer fixtures, this spigots or the covers might not fit. It just hangs on there. They literally won't stay on at all. They are a complete waste and fail for us.
Yeah, they. I mean, we could not use them. It was impossible to use them.
P.S. We are, even to this day, we bathe her now in the bathtub. Now, we've gone through several variations of baths.
We're now on our fourth bathtub.
Now, had they been able to fit on our sink, it might have been good, because we used the Pooj bathtub for a long time in our sink.
Yeah.
To bathe her. Had it been able to fit on the sink spigot, that would have been nice, just so we didn't have to ever worry about maybe her hitting her head or leg or anything. But when they're so small that they're able to sit in a bath, they're probably not moving around enough yet where they're gonna smash their head.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty, like, not real mobile even with their own bodies at that point. They just kind of lay there.
Yeah.
When they're so small that they're able to be in a sink. Once they're able to do that, chances are they're big enough to be out of the Pooj and out of the sink and into the bath. But I guess what I'm getting at is, even now, 8 months, she's in no danger of hitting her head on the bathtub spigot, because we had her in other baths. I mean, we don't fill the whole entire bathtub and stick her in. I mean, just in the last week, we sort of are. This is a whole other thing to talk about. But even still, she's in something in our bathtub. So even still, at 8 months, she can't be hitting her head on the spigot.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
There's a slash to that.
Okay.
So it's not just the spout cover, but also those rubber duckies that you put in that say if it's hot or cold.
Uh-huh.
I think that those are so not accurate. However, our baby likes her water hotter, I feel like, than a lot of other babies would. She's always been very temperature sensitive, and that she does not like to be cold.
Well, let me add something to that to possibly disagree with you. I don't think it's just about what you think the baby likes. I think it's a safety issue.
It is, but that, have you actually paid attention to that rubber ducky in a long time?
I have.
Like, if it's even lukewarm, it says it's hot.
Well, I disagree.
I don't.
Look, I don't think that belongs in there, but sure. Because I actually like seeing.
It's kind of like the window things in the car. Like, the window won't even be hot, and the hot symbol will come up for the window visors.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, next one. Are baby bathtubs. Okay, so you do need a baby bathtub. But what the thing that we weren't smart about is that we registered for baby bathtubs that didn't even fit in our sinks. because we didn't look at the dimensions. So just be smart about looking at realistically which sink are you going to bathe your baby in, because we registered for the four moms infant tub, which that is only for a kitchen sink. That's a double sink. You can't use that in a bathroom. So that was crazy.
Also, if it is for a kitchen sink and you're gonna bathe them in the kitchen sink, check out the shape of your sink and like, does it have that middle divider? Is it all one big sink? Is that middle divider real low or is it high? You know what I mean? Does it completely divide?
Yeah.
Ours is kind of a lower sitting divider.
Yeah.
It doesn't, the divider part doesn't come to the top. So it's not completely two separate areas. So it depends on how the sink, how the baby bath sits in the sink.
Yeah.
And what does it need to sit? Does it need that middle divider? Does it go over top of that middle divider and use that as a stabilization?
I think the four moms does use the metal divider.
Which we don't have.
No, we don't have it. So that's what I'm saying is that we asked for a bathtub that doesn't even fit with any sink in the house.
Right.
So be realistic. Also, our kitchen is downstairs. Her nursery is upstairs. So why in the world would I have asked for a bathtub to bathe her downstairs in the kitchen sink, then have to fan her around the house and get her cold?
Fan her around is Angela's term for like when you're coming out of the shower or the pool and you don't dry off real quick. She says, quit fanning around.
That's a mama thing.
You're gonna catch a cold.
That's a mama thing. But it's true. Like I really put zero thought into that. I just saw it. I saw that it was rated well and I registered for it, but it didn't make sense for us at all. Right. So my point in that is when choosing a bathtub, make sure the bathtub that you're picking actually makes sense for where you're gonna actually give the bath.
Yeah, good tip.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
Next up on the list is a sound machine, but it's a specific sound machine because we are very big on the sound machine. Baby girl cannot sleep without her white noise.
Yeah.
But the first one that we used was the Hatch nightlight one because it was rated so well. And I'm a big fan of Hatch because they do the our changing table, the weighted changing table, which I have pros and cons about that changing table. But the sound machine itself is so touchy. It was awful.
It looks good.
I threw it across the room one time. Full disclosure, I got so mad at it.
It looks good. There might be a setting that we're not doing correctly.
No, we're doing it correctly.
Do you know?
It's if you tilt it a certain way, it changes. And like in order to, so in order for you to change what you're listening to or the volume is on the bottom, in order to see the bottom, what do you have to do?
Tip it up and over.
Tip it up and over. When you tip it up and over, it changes what you're listening to.
Or the volume.
Yes.
It's weird. It's almost like got this, yeah. You know, like those toys that you tip and it's got the cow, you tip it and it goes, that's what it reminds me of for some reason. If you pick it up and tip it, it changes everything. You're like an iPhone that, you know, like a when you use your little compass thing, you tip your, it's weird. I don't know why they have it that way. Unless there is a setting that we're not doing, it's a weird function.
Well, I wanted it because it's smart. It goes to the phone, but. Like your iPhone, but it just...
Maybe it's just...
The Conair is basic. It's stripped down. It is what it is. You push the button that says white noise. Yeah. You turn the dial, and that is what I like.
And
we're on our
second
one with that. The first one, the sound started to get too low because we used it so much. But it's $25, and we love the Conair one. I'll link these on the blog, by the way, guys, because I know you're going to have questions.
The sound machine, you know, serves dual purpose. I think it helps her go to sleep. It also helps disguise and mask any noise that's going on in the house for her.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't sit there and like bang around, but we do what we want to do when she's napping. We don't whisper. We watch TVs. We watch
the
movies.
The dog can bark. Like we
try to get her to stop barking.
We try to get her to stop barking, but we live our lives. We're not going to live in a quiet house. We want her to be a good sleeper. And yeah, so that's why the sound machine is great.
Yeah.
Next up, are activity gyms, but there's a specific to this. Activity gyms are awesome. We have the Skip Hop. We love it, but we love it because it lights up and plays music. We have another one that was a gift and it's beautiful to look at, but it's not functional for the baby because it doesn't do anything.
The activity gyms essentially are a little blanket with like little arches hanging over and they have little like things hanging from them.
Mm-hmm.
Butterflies or lights or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the two she's talking about, one is from Pottery Barn, I think, and it's really pretty. It's that basic white and gray. It looks really nice. But it doesn't light up and it's not colorful, which is the drawback.
Yeah.
It's the pro because it looks good in your house or, you know, in your living room, whatever, because it's not crazy with all the colors. But the drawback is it's not crazy with colors and lights. And our baby loves colors and lights. She loves sound. She loves colors. She loves lights. It's intriguing to kids and babies, and it helps them learn.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that has the colors and the lights is the one we actually ended up using and putting, I mean, just because it works better for her.
Yeah.
Keeps her entertained. She likes it.
She loves that thing. She still loves it. Even now that she's sitting up, she likes to sit in it and play with the things that hang.
I think, you know, that's something that we sort of learned. You try to like create a nursery or a room that's all pretty and beautiful, but sometimes it's about practicality as well. And
babies like bright colors, even though my house is very muted. Neutral.
Yeah, neutral.
She likes bright things, and I just have to accept that, which is why her playroom is going to be brighter.
Well, who doesn't like bright things? I mean, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one, because you're the one who had the gripes. It's about the mirror for the car.
I wish we knew the brand. We ordered off Amazon.
Yeah. So we ordered originally the Skip Hop one, which we're big Skip Hop fans, but you did not like this mirror.
I think the mirror for me was, you know, first of all, it's not glass. It's not mirror. I mean, it's probably pretty obvious. They're plastic, right? So it's got that weird reflective convex, like foil thing. Yeah. The mirror was very convex and it was extremely distorted. I mean, it was so convex, and convex is when it bubbles out, you know, for those that...
Yeah, because concave means it caves in.
Right, didn't go to school that day. It's so distorted that you can barely see when you're looking straight at the thing, at the mirror. Well, try looking at the mirror in your rear view mirror, or even if you try to whip your head around to glance to see what your baby's doing in the car, it's so distorted. And, you know, keep in mind, you're a good 3 or 4 feet away in your front seat looking back. You can't see anything. You can't see what's going on. Like, I literally, if she's not lit super well, which they tend to not be in the backseat of a car.
Yeah.
It's shadowy and whatnot. You can't see what she's doing. I can't tell if she's sleeping. I can't tell if her hands are in her mouth. I can't tell if she's choking on something. It's just, so we ended up getting a new one, which I like a lot better. Do you know that brand? Do you have that in front of you?
I don't, but I'll find it on Amazon. I'll link it on the blog.
So there's one that we also got on Amazon. We tried again, and this one I like a lot better.
Yeah.
Because
it straps onto the headrest in like 4 ways. And so it allows you to move it versus just being stuck there. Well,
it's the strap and it's how it straps on, but it's also just, it's the mirror itself.
It's much better quality.
Yeah, you can see in it. It's not, it's just slightly convex. It's not like a big bubble. It's just... It's a lot better.
Yeah. So the next one is something that I didn't register for because I wasn't sure if I would use it. And I'm glad that I didn't because I would have never have used it. So I'm a person who likes my countertops in my kitchen to be clear and clean. I don't like anything like cluttering them. The only two things that are out that are baby are her bottle warmer, which we have the small one. And then we have the grass rack that I put my breast pump things on to dry.
And we got a, you know, you see those grass racks and most of them are like that bright neon green.
Yeah.
We got a clear one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of white. It's white. It's neutral. And so in our white kitchen, it looks good. And
it would look better at pretty much in every kitchen just to have the
probably
white.
So.
That bright green is just,
well, it's
cacas.
Well, it's just like, hey,
it's just so bright.
I'm a kid toy.
Yeah. So the thing that we didn't register for is a sterilizing kit for the bottle parts.
Yeah.
And the reason that I didn't do that is because I just didn't want something else, another gadget that's huge and inconvenient. So instead, I use my dishwasher for my bottles. So probably I'm going to get some hate for this because I'm sure that there's something that's wrong with that. But that's what we use for the bottles. And then for the breast pump parts, I actually bought the Medela. It's a plastic bag that you put 2 ounces of water in and you microwave them. And that's what sterilizes your breast pump parts.
And when you put it in the microwave, it's got like a little cage or something on it.
Yeah. Right?
It's like a little plastic cage that all your parts go into. And then you put that little cage.
You mean for the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually from Munchkin. That's the dishwasher basket.
Okay.
I think that's pretty common.
Oh, okay.
But it's the 2-part. And we use that every time we run the dishwasher. That way we're keeping our bottles sterilized, clean. We boil them the first time we use them. But yeah, that one is...
That's a good one.
That's a good one, but I'm just glad that we didn't invest or waste space on a sterilizer.
Right.
Okay, so the next one, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one as well. It's baby carriers, like the wraps. So the wraps themselves, that's a whole thing that I feel like I should do a blog post on, because we have tried pretty much every wrap that's out there brand-wise, and I used them, but you didn't really use the wraps. You like the carriers.
Well, the reason I don't like the wraps is because they're really long. I mean, it's just...
I like the wraps, but you didn't.
It's a big, long thing of material, and I just don't want to mess with it. I also feel like the wraps make me feel more feminine, because I'm like wrapped my baby up in this blanket, and she's like
a babushka
attached to me, and I feel like yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the simple carriers. They clip on like a backpack or like a stomach, you know, like thing.
But here in hindsight, the thing that you wish we would have done differently is from the get-go, chosen a carrier that allows for facing inward and facing outward.
Well, I don't think they allow you to face outward at a young age. There's something about...
No, but the carrier to have that ability, because there are carriers that allow, that have the inserts that's infant that face inward, and then the insert comes out and then they can face outward. That's what you wish we would have done, because now we've been through so many carriers to get to the right one.
When she was really young, she liked facing inwards and just being like snuggled in.
Yeah.
She liked it. But now that she's gotten bigger, our kid loves to see outside. She does not want to be facing us. She wants to be facing outwards and seeing.
Yeah.
And so now we bought an outward facing carrier, and I think Tula makes it, the one that we have right now. I know there's one that's a baby Bjorn as well.
So I'm saying that though, because if you are smart, you're going to get one that allows both carries, because they're expensive.
I don't think they make them, babe.
They do. Yes, because they do the infant insert inside of them.
Okay.
Yeah. They're expensive. Do you know how much that Tula is? It's like $175.
Okay. But that's a front only.
No, that's outward. The legs, I folded them inwards so that it folds to let her face out. Okay. And then you fold it out and she faces in. It does both ways.
All right. And you can use that from like 3 months up.
Has an insert that you put in there for the infant.
All right. So what's your point? Your point is?
Do your research and get one that allows you to carry in multiple different ways, or else you're going to end up buying another one.
Okay.
Like we did, because are we on like the fourth one now?
Something like that. Well, between the wraps and the carriers, we're probably 5-6 deep.
The wraps, I have at least 5 wraps at least. And I bought all of those I was sent PR.
Or like a registry.
They're really expensive. They're not cheap. And it's like, just make sure that you're making a good decision there, because it's an investment.
Yep.
Next on the list is burp cloths. I registered for a ton of burp cloths, and you will use them. Don't get me wrong. You're just not going to use them forever. And you're not going to use as many as you think you're going to use. That's my opinion. But we didn't have a vomiting kid.
True. My sister had babies that just vomited constantly.
I really don't. I mean, like, honestly, I feel like if you have 10 burp cloths, like, that's doing a lot. Like, you don't need any more than that. Like,
yeah.
And your average pack comes with 5. So 2 packs, in my opinion, is plenty.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. And another thing that I would pass on, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to take that back. Don't even like let me go there, because I feel like I was about to say something super controversial and it's just not even worth it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, no, I'm not going to say it.
All right.
I'm not going to say it. But that's it. That's all I have.
Okay.
That's a good list of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully our listeners can hear this and make some decisions for themselves and do some proper research at least for what they think they might really use. But you know, don't say we didn't tell you.
Yeah. So just so that you know, I just looked up on the Tula website at their free to grow. It ranges from 7 pounds to 45 pounds. That's a huge range.
Yeah, that is a big range.
And but they have the insert in there so that that comes out once baby hits a certain weight.
Okay.
They're $159. That's expensive.
Yeah, it's an investment.
It's an investment. So make sure that you're choosing the one that the baby can comfortably grow and change positions, you know, do back carry, front carry, outward facing carry, side carry, because, you know, it does go on the side of your hip. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I think you told me that.
We haven't tried that. We'll have to try that, because she likes to be on your hip, because she can see both ways that way.
Yeah.
Our baby's nosy.
She'll sit there and flip her head back and forth just to see in the front, in the back, in the front,
she
in the back.
She loves trees. She loves looking at trees.
She just loves being outside.
She does. She does. So yeah, make sure that you're just making a good decision there. Yeah. Actually, I think it's the Explore is the one that that flips face outward. Is that it? Explore?
I don't know the name.
Yeah, I'll link it. I'll find it and link it on the blog. So as you know, everything's going to be linked on my blog, angelalanter.com. Everything we talked about. Should I link the stuff that we like dogged? I kind of feel bad about that. Maybe, you know, so that they can see what we didn't like.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. I mean, this podcast is all about the flops or the registry flops or registry fails. So list them, I guess.
So I think I'll do two lists on there for you guys to see. One is the do not buy and the buy. So fails and what's the opposite of fails?
Wins? I don't know.
I wanted fails to start with an F so that it was...
Fun. Hooray.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. We will be back next Monday with a brand new episode of Hello Baby Podcast. Make sure to visit us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Oh, and I had a new YouTube video go up this past Thursday that goes right along with this. It's our best Amazon baby buys.
Oh, yeah, right.
This goes right along with this. So check me out. It's youtube.com/AngelaLanter and it's all good stuff that we love from Amazon Prime.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.